Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Sensitively Flourishing was created as a safe space for all sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective. Girl, who told you you couldn't be sensitive and flourish? Come stay a while to learn to embrace our sensitivity together. Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. This week's episode is called A Venting Session. So it sounds just like it sounds. It is just how it sounds. A venting session. We're just coming together today to discuss our week, talk about what we've been going through from our perspective, give some tips and tools just to hold you guys over, to keep you guys going. Also, we'll have a surprise twist with our affirmation booth this week. And as always, we have to end our session with a gratitude circle. So let's get into it. Thanks for tuning in to this segment, Rambling with Yasmin. Rambling with Yasmin is a segment where we discuss this week's topic, I give my perspective, and we just rambled on a little bit about this week's topic. Hey, lovely surprise! You guys get to see me this week. I know you guys are so excited that I finally have released visuals for the podcast. So let me just introduce myself so we can get into this week's episode. As you guys know, this is Sensitively Flourishing and I'm your host, Yasmin. Oh, lovelies, I am so excited to be here. I've been waiting to do this, but also been very, very nervous. But first things first, you see your girl got on her pajamas. Got me a little wine, and we're gonna get into this episode. This is the vibe that I want to have for when we meet, when new episodes come out. Get you a glass of wine, get in your comfy clothes, get in your comfortable space, and just listen and absorb the goodness and take what resonates with you. Well, let's get into this week's episode, A Venting Session. As I stated before, it is what it sounds like. It's a venting session. I just wanted to come and talk today. I didn't really want to have a focused topic this week. I just wanted to come and talk to you guys. Wanted to just discuss what's been going on in my week. Discuss different things I've been going through in life. Just for a little bit. Then we're going to go into our tips and tools for the week. Also, we got a surprise twist for the affirmation booth. And you know, at the end, we also always have to end it with our gratitude circle. So let's get into it. So, lovelies, how has y'all week been? My week has been actually pretty good, but very, very busy. So I'm really getting to the point where I need a break. I need to just slow down. It seemed like I just been moving so fast. But you know, the end of the school year for the kids, so many other things going on in my business, in my personal life, changing, just a lot has been going on. So, you know, it's just been real busy, real nonstop, like continuously on and on. So, you know, for me, it's just been really like overwhelming. When I have too much to do, I tend to come into this part where I overbook myself, which I need to get some more organization with, like a schedule. That is the main thing, is a schedule, because I'm getting to the point now where I have so many different endeavors going on in life that I can't just go on with life like every day and just live for that day. I gotta have some type of schedule because my life is I'm growing, I'm evolving, and things are changing for me, and I got to get to a point where I can be organized so I can be comfortable in myself, that I know what I'm doing and I'm not overbooking myself or overworking myself. So I've been working on trying to set up me a good schedule so I can, you know, stay together, I can stay on point, and I can stick to it, and, you know, train myself to be more organized than I am, because most of the time I'm not, and I'm really, really, really want to work on that. So that's been really one of the most things this week. What else? And just trusting myself. I think that's one of the main things. It's like really just trusting myself. Like, you know, certain things have happened in my life where maybe I felt like I made the wrong decision. So then I kind of beat myself up about it in the past, and so now it's like kind of hard for me to trust. So it's something that is taking me a while to kind of really get into the gist of just really trusting myself, really knowing my power, really stepping into that power and ready to embrace it. You know, I really don't know how to step into that, you know. So every day I'm just working towards, you know, I'm doing the affirmations to help me. I'm, you know, meditating, I'm praying, I'm doing all these things, and just being patient, because at sometimes I can be very impatient. So I'm working on just being patient, working on myself, knowing that I'm at the right place, that everything is working out for me. So those are just some of the things that I've been going through this week. Lovelies, I would love to hear how you guys' week was. You can send it to me on Instagram, DM me on Twitter. You can leave a comment up under this YouTube video. And you can also leave us a voicemail at the link below. Yes, so I want to know how you guys' week is going. I want to know, how did the affirmations from last week help you? If you have any topic or anything that you would like to discuss, feel free to send us a message. And tips and toolkits, where we provide tips and tools to our listeners to incorporate into their daily lives so they can flourish in life. Welcome back. So this week, tips and tools, I really don't have much. I really don't have anything new. Just stick to your journaling, meditating, praying, you know, working on yourself, asking to yourself those hard questions, your deep breathing work, you know, just those different things. It's one thing that I want to tell you guys how to meditate, but I am still learning as I go. I would love for someone who wants to interview to come and show us how to properly meditate. I would love to have a very in-person, how would I say that, description or step-by-step way to know how to meditate. So, you know, I'm still learning, so I can't really go into detail, but the breath work is, you know, just breathing in and, you know, just kind of regulating your breathing, because I think we breathe faster because we're moving so much all the time. Don't quote me on that if that is true or not, but I know that when I'm busy, when I'm on the go, I breathe, my breathing is kind of fast, and we're meant to breathe slower than we do. So when you calm your breath, it calms your body, it calms your mind. So that's what the breath work works for. You know, journaling is just putting your thoughts on paper, getting them out of your head, because keeping them there can cause more harm. So putting them on paper, getting them out your head, and they make a lot more sense. Or you can say, oh, this is not true, and you can decipher what needs to go and what needs to stay when it's on paper, because we comprehend it better. That's about it, you know, being in the moment, enjoying the present moment, not getting stuck in the past, or always some tips. Keep practicing your affirmations, keep showing gratitude, and keep showing up as you, babe.
Welcome to the Affirmation Booth, where we provide affirmations to help you have a positive self-talk with yourself. Helps to lower your anxiety, increase your feelings of self-control. It helps you to recognize and process deep emotions while also making you less judgmental of yourself.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes, y'all ready for this week's surprise? Welcome to the Affirmation Booth. Well, for the Affirmation Booth, I know I always choose and give you guys three affirmations, but I got something new I want to try. So, I have this basket. Hold on, let me put my cup down. Okay. So I have this basket and it has affirmations in them. So what I want to do is instead of me going to choose, I just put a bunch of different affirmations in this basket. And every week we're just going to choose three out of the basket. So I'm going to shake them up real good. You guys can see I'm shaking them up. Shake, 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 shake. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. And we're going to choose the affirmation for this week with the first one. All right. So the first one is, sorry, y'all. You can't change the past. Change is part of life. Let's see. Can y'all see that? You can't change the past. Change is part of life. All right. Maybe some of you guys need to hear that. All right, let's shake again. Shake it, shake, shake. Shake it, shake, shake. Shake it, shake, shake. Shake and choose our second one for this week. Let's see. Let's see. I am calm and confident. I am calm and confident. I am calm and confident. All right, last one for the week. This is fun. I'm like a big old kid. This was so fun. I was just like, oh, this would be so cute to do. I want to do it. All right, let's choose this last affirmation. I'm going to put, move around. Uh-oh, I dropped one. But let's just see. Let's get us a good one from the bottom. All right. Let's see. Start each day with a grateful heart. Start each day with a grateful heart. Let's do it this way so you guys can see the full thing. Start each day with a grateful heart. So I guess, you know, I'm big on nothing is a coincidence. So I think that we all needed to hear these three affirmations for the week, and those are the ones that came up. Gratitude Circle, where we will take a few minutes to show gratitude to the Most High. Showing our appreciation helps us to flourish in life. Welcome to the Gratitude Circle, my favorite part of the show, because I just love being so grateful for everything that I have, because we all know we can have it one day and it can be gone the next. So I'm just so grateful for everything. So Gratitude Circle is my favorite part of this episode or every episode. So we're just going to say what we're thankful for the week and close out this week's episode. I'm so goofy. But first things first, I'm going to start. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for all my positive connections. I am thankful for patience. I am thankful for growth. I am thankful for maturity. I am thankful for my light. I am thankful for my power. I am thankful for my emotions. I am thankful for my heart. I am thankful for my empathetic feelings. I am grateful for the ability to be able to host a podcast and talk to people and inspire people. I am grateful for love. I am grateful for health. I am grateful for connections. I am grateful for everything I have been blessed with. I am grateful for just everything in my life at this current moment, in this current moment. That is what I have to be grateful for this week. If you guys want to leave what you're grateful for, comment below. Or you can message us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok. And or you can leave us a voice message at the link below. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Sensitively Flourishing. This week's episode was a venting session. So we just discussed some different things of what I went through during the week, gave you guys some tips and tools, picked out some affirmations, show gratitude, and now we're coming to an end. I thank you guys so much for your support. Continue to look forward to more videos. We will have videos with every episode going forward. Thank you guys so much for the support. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us, and leave a comment. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy your week, and happy Memorial Day.